We're joined here at Indians Radio Week by Tristan McKenzie, Indians pitching prospect. Tristan, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate you joining us here. Now, for you, obviously last year didn't pitch at all, kind of a tough year trying to recover from an injury. How are you feeling right now physically here a couple weeks into spring training?
Feeling very good, ready to go. I'm really excited to be in. This is my first big league spring training. I'm really excited to be here. And that's kind of been a whirlwind, but just really focused and kind of honing in on making sure I'm out there every day and kind of doing all the little things necessary to stay out there.
Give us an idea as to how cool that is, being your first big league spring training. You know, out there in radio world, it's kind of tough to describe what we're sitting in right now here in the big league clubhouse, but that's got to be a pretty cool and a bit of an awe-inspiring moment.
There's little things about going from the minor league side to the major league side, one being the space of the clubhouse, how open it is. It's just kind of eye-opening to see how different it is on this side in terms of how much their hard work pays out for them. So it's definitely eye-opening.
Now, you've made the progression throughout the system over the last few years. You know, made it to Double-A Akron. So how would you say you're progressing so far in your own mind? Are you achieving the goals that you set forth since you were drafted?
I'd say no, because my goal is to be in the big leagues. And I think that's any kid's goal. Any guy in the minor leagues, their goal is to play in the big leagues. I'm happy with my progress, but I'm still not satisfied.
Yesterday, we saw you pitching. Frankie Lindor stood in the batter's box when you were getting your work in out there. How cool was that to have Frankie out there standing in the box facing you?
I faced him once before, and that one was a little nerve-wracking because behind him it was Jose Ramirez and Carlos Santana. So that one was a little butterflies-y in the stomach. But the second time through, Frankie makes everybody feel comfortable. He definitely made me feel comfortable beforehand, kind of talked to me a little bit and kind of set me at ease beforehand, let me know, like, he's not out there trying to hit home runs every pitch, and I shouldn't be out there trying to strike everybody out. It's spring training. It's early in spring training. We're out there trying to work on stuff and get better.
You have an electric fastball. No question about that. Anybody who's seen you pitch knows that. What about your secondary pitches? Are those coming around the way you'd like them to?
Right now, my breaking ball and my I have a new slider. They're both looking good. My changeup still needs a little bit of work. But it's definitely coming around with the help of the coaches, with the help of the hitters, their feedback, and kind of the feedback I'm getting for myself.
As you make that natural progression going from one stage to the next, going from one level to the next, what are some of the major challenges you faced there? I mean, a lot of guys say that the hitting is just that much better. You know, you really can't get away with mistakes, leaving pitches up in the zone. What are some things that you notice, say, for example, going from Lynchburg up to Akron?
So the biggest jumps for me were going from short season to low A and then probably from high A to double A in terms of just how many times you can get through the order before the hitters start to make an adjustment, where in short season they would make an adjustment the whole game. It'd be game to game, so you might get through a couple series before a guy would make an adjustment on you. In low A, it might be at bat to at bat or game to game, something like that. Whereas when you get to double A, it may be pitch to pitch, or it may be he may take two pitches, see something, and you might think you have him. He steps out, talks to his coach a little bit, inning to inning, something like that. It definitely gets better as you move up, and guys just get a lot quicker about how they adjust to you and how they communicate with their teammates and the little interpersonal reactions to how they react to you.
We've talked a lot about this clubhouse in this room, all these different personalities in here. This seems like a pretty fun group, a group that's pretty loose. Have you gotten that impression in the time that you spent in this room?
Definitely. I think that comes mainly from the leaders, though. You have Cookie Carrasco, you have Lindor, you have Bebo, you have I could name a lot of guys, Plutko, Bieber, Plesak. All those guys contribute to the looseness and the kind of fraternity we have in the locker room.
What kinds of goals do you have set forth for yourself this season?
To just go out there and play. Last year was really tough for me, so being able to go out there and kind of play the game that I love would be the biggest goal that I have in mind this year.
All right, I've got to ask you before we cut you loose. As a former minor league play-by-play guy, I've got my favorite minor league cities. You've seen your fair share so far outside of the affiliates you've played for. What would you say are your top two favorite minor league cities?
Top two. Favorite cities or favorite, like, ballparks?
Let's do them both.
Okay, so favorite ballparks, low A, the Padres affiliate, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Really, really like their stadium. I really like the White Sox high A, the Winston-Salem Dash. Those are both pretty new stadiums, but I think they did a good job in terms of how it's laid out, the fans they get. Dayton does a really good job of getting fans. But city-wise, double A, there's just so many. In that Eastern League, I really like New Hampshire because I was the very first ballpark I pitched at. I really enjoyed that city. And Akron. I mean, you said not to name them, but Akron does a really great job. And personally, it's my favorite ballpark and my favorite city in that whole Eastern League.
It's tough to top Canal Park. It's hard to believe that's like a quarter of a century old, too, man. That's a beautiful ballpark.
I'd say they agree with you.
Well, Tristan, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.